Hey guys, and welcome to the FBF podcast. In this show, we talk about crucial topics regarding the future of human existence and introduce you to people who are as fascinated by future as we are. We have started the week of future of markets, future of trade, the future of the like macro point of view regarding our economy, regarding our markets, yeah. And so today we will start with that topic by looking at emerging markets. This is a keyword of 21st century, so if you want to attire any sort of attention in economical terms, just say emerging markets, investing in emerging markets, and you're going to have the attention. So I'll do that today. I'll present you 10 emerging markets of future, top 10 by BMI Reports, and we will look at how they will add the equivalent of Japan's current economy to the global GDP. Just imagine that. It's around $4.3 trillion that are expected to be added by 2025 by these countries. So within 6 years, these will like exponentially grow. And yeah, today I'll present you the reasons for that trend, and I wish you have great fun now. So let's start. As I've already mentioned in the intro, the BMI estimates that the countries, the 10 countries are present, you now will cumulatively add $4.3 trillion to global GDP by 2025. And this is just about the equivalent of Japan's current economy. I think that equivalence is very valuable because you can imagine how much it is. You can imagine what these countries will have to afford within the next years in order to reach that level of Japan, that level that Japan has in this very moment. So actually, it is an article again that I found the Business Insider website, businessinsider.de, so it's a German website, but also there are also international articles, so I found that one on the internet side of them, and I'll put the link into the show notes so that you can do your own further research if you want to. Okay, so what is the general trend that they are like talking about there? It is that the manufacturing and construction are those sectors that will actually be the reason for these countries' economies to flourish within the next year. So it is like, or these countries will evolve into like magnificent manufacturing hubs that are totally changing the importance of the global importance of the the country. So actually, it is the manufacturing sector that will rise, and on the other side, it's the like extractive countries and industries like mining, like oil and gas that are going to play far smaller role, they're saying here. So it's really much more important, or it will get more important for a country to dominate a manufacturing sector than like having any resource like oil and gas. they are saying here, not my personal opinion or evaluation. They are saying this here based on a research of BMI. So, yeah, I think I have said everything about the big picture of the research. So let's just start looking at the 10 different countries, the 10 different emerging markets. I'll name the country, I'll name the primary sector of every country, and well, just read the additional information to you that they give here. First of all, in my opinion, or I didn't wonder when seeing this, it is Bangladesh. Their primary sector will be the agribusiness. So agricultural products are what their key exports are. And actually, it is more than a quarter of the GDP that is represented by their export-oriented industrial sector. And yeah, this is what will increase within the next years. So it will definitely emerge into a real manufacturing hub. The next country, second country, is Egypt. Egypt, their primary sector is natural gas. So actually, it's not the manufacturing, primary sector, rather the what we've just mentioned before, the extractive industry that is their primary sector. So however, they write here that they expect continuing investments across the housing sector in Egypt, given the almost 1 million additional urban residents per year that they forecast here over the next 10 years or so. So as a consequence, they say here that the manufacturing export base is also flourishing because of the rise of housing sector that they expect to be given here in Egypt. Third country is Ethiopia. Their primary sector is the agribusiness, so key exports are coffee, vegetables, gold, and oil seeds. And they actually, compared to Egypt and Bangladesh, have a very high unemployment rate. Bangladesh, what does not surprise someone who knows about the textile industry that is also very dominant over there. Their unemployment rate is 4.9%. This is German standard, I think, or even below, so quite good. Actually, in Ethiopia, the unemployment rate is high, of about 70%. So what are they expecting here? They're saying construction to meet rapid urbanization, ambitious state infrastructure targets, so politics, will be the main driver of economic growth in Ethiopia. And the construction industry will record the highest growth in sub-Saharan Africa, averaging real annual growth of 10.7% between 2016 and 2025. That's quite good. That's really good. So, of course, I think it's quite logic because as the living standard in these countries gets higher and higher, the accommodation, the urbanization, and the infrastructure is needed so much, so they need that so hard. They doing everything for that. They investing so much money. This is just what industrialization has done to Europe and America in the 19th century. Indonesia is the next country we're looking at. Also, their primary sector actually today is agribusiness, and their key exports mineral fuels and machinery parts. So it's that like mining and oil and gas sectors. Gas, why am I always saying gas? It's gas. Gas sectors that will stagnate. They are predicting here. And it's like a consequence or a need of that stagnation that the government has to commit to develop a manufacturing base export economy by boosting infrastructure spending and streamlining bureaucracy. So yeah, quite logic also. Next country is a country that I have already been to. Yeah, I've already been to Egypt too. But that one, well, was a very special country for me. It's Kenya. We did a beautiful safari over there, but that's not their primary sector. Actually, there is no primary sector given here, so it's not like known. But we know that their key exports are tea, coffee, and horticulture products. So there is a lot of energy needs that Kenya imports. And the lower average oil prices that over the next decade will come towards them can be compared to the previous decade. And as a consequence, here they say that Kenya will be boosted, or the consumption in Kenya will be so will be boosted very much, and there will be a lot of investments in non-energy sectors, so the growth will be centered in infrastructure, and this is why they are predicting also here to or predicting the manufacturing sector here to grow a lot. The next country is Myanmar. Their primary sector is mining. Their key exports are natural gas, gas, and wood products. And yeah, there actually it's also rather the political reforms that are in the end the reason why or the base for the predictions of BMI here. So the politics just trigger that manufacturing development. The next country is Nigeria. This is one of the poorest countries actually in the moment. Their unemployment rate is very high. It's almost a quarter of the entire the entire amount of people they live in there that is unemployed. So even though they are forecasting here a significant growth for Nigeria's economy, and this will be principally driven by the secondary and tertiary sectors of the economy. So financial services, for example, are a bright spot due to the relatively low penetration of financial services in the country. This is also a very interesting bet there. So they are also saying retail sales will grow strongly. And everything goes back to the fact that essential spending remaining at around three quarters of total household income, yeah, they're saying that that fact is like base for their predictions there. The next country is Pakistan, and it's the ninth country. No, it's the eighth country, by the way. Pakistan will develop as manufacturing hub over the coming years, with textile and automotive sectors posting the fastest growth. So it's textile and automotive that will characterize future industry in Pakistan, because at the moment their primary sector is agribusiness and oil. So even though their key exports already are textiles, and they have a very low unemployment rate. We see in countries where Western textile industries have settled, the unemployment rate is so low, even though people question if the quality of employment justifies the unemployment rate as a number justifies the bad quality of the employment that there is. The one before the last country, the ninth country, are the Philippines. So there is no primary sector given, but their key exports are semiconductors and electronic products and transport equipment. Also here, very low unemployment rate, around 6%. And also here, the BMI expects, yeah, especially the automotive industry and the construction industry to totally change the surface of the country. Yeah, so consumption and booming construction sector will translate into growing demand for both passenger vehicles and commercial vehicles. Yeah. And the last country here is Vietnam. Vietnam's primary sector is the agribusiness and oil refining, but their key exports already are clothes, shoes and electronics. So I have read that quite often within the last days and weeks, that there are many, many people predicting a very bright future for Vietnam. So also BMI expects the manufacturing and construction sectors to outperform here, so thus helping to underpin growth in the broader industrial sector. And these sectors will remain attractive to foreign investors and so on. Yeah, so foreign investors to like contribute to the process of a economy evolving into flourishment and increasing wealth of the people living there. So these were the 10 most important emerging markets of the future. These were 10 countries that surface will be, well, change profoundly within the next 10 years or so. So we are very tuned to see what will happen over there. I'm planning to visit some of the countries within next year or so. So yeah, we will be very excited for what will come towards us there. And now, thank you for listening to the episode. Thank you for sharing it if you do so. Thank you if you want to distribute the value also to other people. Just go to the Facebook page, go to my Instagram page and follow me, like my posts. This is really valuable for what I'm doing here, because I really would want to spread the information, spread the why, spread the knowledge about future. And yeah, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope you could tire a lot of value of information out of that episode. And I wish you a very nice day now. We will hear each other the next time.